friends, the Lord be with you. Welcome to all who are joining us this evening here and online for this candlelight service of lessons and carols. Our service tonight highlights the angels in the Christmas story to raise our awareness of how these heavenly beings enlarge our perception of the beauty and glory of the triune God. So much in our weary and contentious world diminishes our capacity to perceive the glory of God. So thanks be to God for poets and artists and musicians who help us enter into the scriptural drama, and for the sheer gift of God's Holy Spirit who opens our eyes to behold God's glory and our hearts to offer our thanks and praise. Our service this evening will proceed unannounced and will remain seated for our opening hymn of preparation, Let All Mortal Flesh.
Thank you.
Let's rise together for God's greeting, which we'll say responsively from Revelation 1. Dear friends, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the rulers of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. As God has greeted us, let's greet one another with the peace of Christ. You may be seated. Beloved in Christ, in this season of Advent, we prepare to be shown its true meaning. We have gathered to hear in readings from the Holy Scriptures how the prophets and apostles foretold that God would visit and redeem his waiting people. And we rejoice in carols and hymns that the good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. We encourage each other in Christian hope, so needed in a world filled with sorrow and despair. Let's pray together, and our prayer will conclude with the Lord's Prayer. Holy God, we join together to pray for the world which you love so much. We pray for those who have not heard the good news or who do not believe it, for those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death, and for the church in this place and everywhere, that it may be freed from all evil and fear and may in pure joy lift up the light of your love, O God. We humbly offer our prayers as we meditate on the readings from Holy Scripture, and also now in the words that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Angels are a sign of the nearness and transcendence of God. Throughout the scriptures, angel visitations are a vivid sign of the nearness of the triune God, markers of God's providential involvement in the drama of salvation history. Angels came with messages of both divine call and divine comfort as they visited Hagar, Abraham, Moses, Gideon, David, Daniel, Elijah, Philip, Cornelius, and many more. Angels are also a sign of the transcendence, mystery, and wonder of the triune God, as dreams and visions of the heavenly hosts and their choruses of praise echo through the life and witness of Jacob, Job, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and John, and lives are transformed. In the Christmas drama, these two strands of angelic participation weave deftly together, conveying the nearness of God to Mary, Joseph, and Zechariah, and conveying a glimpse of heavenly glory to the startled shepherds. in Jesus Christ, the transcendent glory of God comes near, opening our eyes to vistas of divine transcendence. Let's listen in wonder.
Angels sing creation's story, a reading from Job 38. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? And from Colossians 1. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
God places cherubim to protect the holiness of the tree of life. A reading from Genesis 3. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and so I hid myself." The Lord said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." Then the Lord God said, "See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man. And at the east of the Garden of Eden he placed the cherubim and a sword flaming and turning to guard the way to the tree of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Token that God's word is never wrong. Jacob left Beersheba and went to Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down on that place. And he dreamed there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven. And the angels of God were ascending and descending. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? There is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it, and he called that place Bethel. And also from Hebrews 1, are not all angels spirits in the divine service sent to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A vision of angels in the heavenly temple, a reading from Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And from Psalm 80, give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Angelic Visitation to Mary, a reading from Luke 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and wondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and you will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Shadow by Lucy Shaw. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, from the Gospel of Luke. When we think of God and angels and the angel, we suppose ineffable light. So there's a surprise in the air when we see him bring to Mary in her lit room the gift of darkness. What is happening under that huge wing of shade, in that mystery, that inbreaking wildness that fills her? She is astonished and afraid. Even in that secret twilight, she bends her head, hiding her face behind the curtain of her hair. She knows that the rest of her life will mirror this blaze, this sudden midnight.
Lord, I was ever before.
The angelic choir celebrates Jesus' birth. A reading from Luke 2. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. He was with truth. Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Proclaim our everlasting hope. A reading from Revelation 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. And on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever.
The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place.
Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end."
This glorious service, will you join me in a responsive prayer? God of grace and glory, in this world so filled with despair, we cling to your promise. Surely Christ is coming soon. As we wait for this glorious appearing, we pray for the world that you so love. We long for your Holy Spirit to bring healing, justice, and the peace that surpasses understanding to every place of suffering and hopelessness. Challenge and strengthen us to be people of eager expectation and ministers of your peace. Through Christ our Lord, amen. And now, people of God, receive his blessing. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.